Well, we're plowing right through to the second hour of the Power Hour radio show. I'm your host for Fridays and Wednesdays, as a matter of fact, for the foreseeable future. Having a blast, learning a lot, not only from guests, but from just the stellar way people do things here at the Power Hour radio program. We have with us a terrific guest that has been a part of the program for many, many times before, and so listeners are familiar with her. I've interviewed her partner who wrote the preface of her book, and her name is Rachel McIntosh. She's an accomplished visual artist who also worked for a major U.S. defense contractor during the lead up to the Iraq War. Talk about relevant. Wow. She acted as a national media coordinator during the politically significant December 16th, 2007 money bomb, an online fundraising frenzy that became the largest single day fundraiser for any political candidate in U.S. history. She was an alternate delegate to the 2012 Republican convention in Tampa and represented Ron Paul for the state of Rhode Island, Rachel is the author of Security Through Absurdity. I love that title. A trilogy that blows the lid off the status quo. Welcome, Rachel McIntosh, to the program.
Hey, thank you so much, Karen. I am so excited to be able to talk to you. I reached out to you guys on, I don't know what day it was, but it was Monday that I started to get the vibe about the Pfizer, the big news about it being, the FDA approved.
Approved. No. Oh, yes.
Yeah, I was like, wait a sec. Whoa. And even some of the different alternative sources, they're getting the story right about it's not technically approved. Hmm. And so they're getting that part right. We can talk about that. But what ticked me was that I knew that Pfizer had a deal going in India. And India, as you know, is enormous, right? Population-wise, enormous. India also produces most of the United States' generic drugs. And so they have ample opportunity to make their own drugs. For whatever reason, I started getting the Economic Times of India on my, it just shows up. I think it has to do, the Epic Times just shows up every once in a while. So I had some sort of subscription for like a month for the Economic Times of India. And at that point, I had noticed that this deal was going on and that India was confused about the Pfizer vaccine. I guess
what were they confused about?
They were apologizing to the United States, to Pfizer, that they didn't translate the documents right. They're like, we don't understand what you just sent us because this isn't a vaccine. You can still catch the disease and you can still transmit the disease. We don't think we understand what this is. And so anyhow, Pfizer delivered anyway just crates of this stuff and then said, that's okay. We'll take for payment the utilities company, this property, and all the roads and stuff, and India's like, whoa. This isn't approved by your FDA. This is emergency use. This is back a couple months ago, right?
Yes.
I noticed this. And Pfizer said, no. By September, it will be FDA approved. Now, I remember reading this months ago, and then when I saw this on Monday the 23rd coming out, I was like, how did they get that approved so quick? So I downloaded the FDA document. They sent it out to Eliza Harkins on the 23rd. It's 12 pages. It's a lot of legal mumbo-jumbo. And then you get, like, maybe 3-4 pages, and you see the name of the new drug, which is COMIRNAATY, right?
So R-N-A.
Yeah, it's got the big RNA in it. Every time I look at it, I think it says comorbidity. But anyhow, it says it's this new drug that is totally FDA approved. I was like, wow, okay. So I'm looking at that. And in this letter on the 23rd, it appears that it's a different drug, but they don't say how it's different.
Different and from what? Different
from the, one that they're currently injecting in people as the COVID-19 vaccine here in the United States.
So they're switching. They're doing a switcheroo on us, are they?
Well, really, what's going on? I don't know. But I do know that going through this document, it says that I think what's happening, and other people have said this too, that they have created a different brand name for liability purposes.
Okay, so this product, let me ask you, because I keep hearing that they've been indemnified from liability. Currently,
right now, yes, everybody, because we're under emergency use authorization, they're able to distribute their products. Like I told you on the break, I'm sort of in awe of the FDA marketing machine, because it's very much like how the military defense contractors deal with the government, but they've got it well polished, much more. The military contractors, they know they're going to get the gig, whatever. The FDA, the biomed people, they have to be more slick. And it's like, wow. So I watched the original FDA meeting. They used the word war 3 times.
War?
They said, we need this vaccine because we're at war. I was sitting there, wow, what? We were in 7 wars right now. Which war are you talking about, Pfizer? So it was a war with a virus.
It was a war with a virus.
So because they said the word war 3 times, they were able to bring this all into a whole nother legal realm, and they were able to get their product approved for emergency use.
Right.
So the emergency use makes it so that nobody can get sued, and this is a trial. You can actually go to the clinical trial websites here in the United States, and it shows this clinical trial is still open. It doesn't end until 2023.
Really?
Yes. Huh. There's, you know, and I can provide links to all this so you can put
things are getting curiouser and curiouser, Rachel, aren't they?
We'll get to the really curious part. I'm saving the really curious part to the end.
I'm bracing myself.
Yeah. So.
Okay.
All right, so it's an open clinical trial. It's still a clinical trial. The needles in the arms part, which is the part, you know, the how Trump made Operation Warp Speed. He was going to get the vaccines out because he brought in the military into this whole product. Himself, and they started using military terms to roll this product out. Like he was using needles and arms. Well, boots on the ground is what usually what they say in the military. So needles and arms is getting these vaccines to people. And that period ends in October as per the clinical trial paperwork. So because of that, now they know they can't really base any of their clinical trial studies on anything after October. So that's why they're trying to get everybody, get the kids vaccinated, get everybody. Everybody's got to get vaccinated. They're trying to push it.
Why are they trying?
Because in the arms part ends in October.
Okay.
So they can't really.
And
well, they can still be doing whatever, apparently they can do whatever they want, but that information for their study in 2023, which would be what the FDA would originally use to approve their product, that's how they would, that they're using that information from.
This is a lot to unpack.
But wait, there's more.
I know. I just want to make sure people understand, you know, where we're at so far. So, okay. Why don't you continue, and we'll put it together.
We'll rebrush at the end. All right. So now they need all this information by October because of their clinical trial that they wrote that the FDA approved well before the emergency use situation, too, by the way. This is just a clinical trial for a vaccine. So then they got the emergency use situation cleared up. Everybody's getting the thing. Then Moderna's got theirs, you know, all the AstraZeneca. Everybody's got theirs. People are getting there. So back to this thing with India. Mm. So now I'm sitting here going, wow, we're, because I heard it like that morning. I heard it. I said, wow. So I start, that's when I downloaded the document going to Eliza Harkinson's. And in the document, it's going on and on and on. There's just, it's 11 pages of blah, 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 the EUA. And then we get to export. Oh, because now we're talking about export. Okay, good. So now what they're trying to do is offload the Pfizer vaccines that have been in use here because they want to make room for the new one, the Comirnaty vaccine, right?
Not to be confused
Which,
with Comirnaty. What is this new vaccine? It's called what?
Hold on. Let's spell it out. Comirnaty. Comirnaty.
Okay. Comirnaty. This is a totally different drug you alluded to before. It's not the same. Are they like, we talked about them doing a bait and switch. So one is approved, but then there's some other one. Is that what the boosters are all about for us layman folks?
Yeah, this Comirnaty is the one that's approved. Like, yay, Pfizer got approved. It's a brand name that got approved. And this was going on, this fight for this name was going on in Europe in June, because this is also a name of a drug in Europe already. So this whole, yay, Pfizer got approved, is all about them getting that name.
Not the drug itself, you're saying.
Not the drug itself. So they got
the name. I just got to cut to the chase here because I'm afraid we're not going to have the time. Actually, we have plenty of time. In fact, would you be willing to take calls from people
who
know you, who want to ask you questions? If you're listening live to this program on the Power Hour radio show, you can call Rachel and myself at 844-769-2944. That's 844-769-2944. Ask your questions. I got questions. You got questions. We all got plenty. Here's a question for you, Rachel. And I know I cut to the chase. I have a tendency to jump ahead.
That's
and
okay.
Then
go.
We can back up.
Yeah.
For those of us who haven't watched as carefully as you have about this stuff, you don't have to be a physician or a pharmacist to ask yourself, why is this communist left trying so desperately to get this drug into the bloodstreams of every man, woman, and child in America? What is in it? The more they try to force it on people, the more scary and eerie and 1984 George Orwell it becomes. What is your hunch about what is in this thing and what's really going on? One more caveat. When people say it's just about money, I say no, it feels much worse than that, than just money.
In my opinion, I just want to say I have no medical background at all. I just have this connection to a marketing department with defense and how private companies have to integrate with government to do business. And I do look at Pfizer and I say, wow, they've really got this figured out. But the other thing that's going on too is I know we are in a fifth generation war now. Fifth generation war is when the enemy makes it so you don't know what is really real. And I believe that the enemy, from my perspective, it isn't even Democrats, Republicans. I think it's, I'm just going to say it.
Please say it.
The technocrats that control our stock markets, our communications, this, I believe, is all about them. And this whole thing with the shots, who knows what the heck's in this? I mean, I'm scooting around online, too, and I've interviewed people on my show, Shadow Citizen. And they, you know, there's significant reports of metal being in this and metal that could be conductive. And I do know that there are different programs in existence, literally already starting, to start synthetic telepathy. And that's a whole nother ball of wax. But this is, they're going to want to include the monetary system. They want to include identity, like bio-identity.
Bio-identity, what's that?
Well, you know, people talking about the thumbprints and eye scans and all this other stuff.
Oh, you mean the surveilled society that people talk about?
So then we
are conjecting a lot of this, but I'm glad we're talking about it, Rachel, because we're not the only ones asking those questions, and we're talking about force here. Doesn't matter whether it's good, bad, or, well, it matters if it's bad, but to force this into people's bloodstreams, really, and tell them they can't work, they can't shop for groceries. Our esteemed producer sent me something on Wednesday about France saying you can't shop for groceries without this thing, even though this thing does not, it's clear, protect you from the very thing they're telling you it's supposed to protect you from.
Right.
And
right.
on
well,
that, little,
yeah, Israel,
go ahead, because we have a caller, and I want the caller to answer. But go ahead. Go ahead.
Israel just put out, like, Israel, as you know, they've vaccinated as many people as they can possibly.
Horrific. Yes.
And
horrific.
They've already proven, as of yesterday, that just getting this gives you much more immunity than the darn vaccine, like multiple times. More immunity.
So are they still, by the way, pushing it on people in Israel?
So
they've proven it, but they're doing it anyway. That's what we're seeing here and all across the free Western world. It's scary stuff, by God.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking to Rachel McIntosh, and we have a caller. Would you like to take a caller? I love taking callers.
Sure, absolutely.
Great.
Patch him in.
Winnie from Ohio is calling. You're with Rachel McIntosh and Karen Cataline. Welcome to the program.
Yes, hello. This is totally off topic, and I'm so sorry. I'll let
you get back
on topic because it is so important. But Rachel McIntosh, I have been looking for you like forever. I read your three books. When was the
Oops. What happened there?
Hello?
The gremlins.
Oh, yeah, I'm there.
Yeah, we're still here. So you read the three books, and then what happened? Uh-oh.
Oh, there are gremlins here. We're losing.
Oh,
she was
so excited about the three books. Yes, the fourth book is out.
Well,
if she's still listening, the fourth book is out. It's called The Peanut Butter Pipeline. And was this woman's name Winnie?
Yes.
That called it Winnie. All right, so Winnie, if you're still listening, the fourth book is out. It's on Amazon. It's called The Peanut Butter Pipeline, and it's different than the first three. For people that don't know about what we're talking about, my first three books are based on my experience working at that defense contractor during 9/11, and I fictionalized everything so that I wouldn't get arrested, thrown in jail, or something worse, who knows. But what I did is I kept everybody's initials the same as they were in real life. And so that first book is called Little Yellow Stickies, and that's because the CEO of the company communicated through Post-it notes, so there's no paper trail. So that's the first one. It's a novel. It's kind of funny, kind of endearing, sort of like The Office, that show The Office, but you're kind of giggling, but then you're, wait, did that really happen? And I promise you, everything that looks like a fact is a fact, and that's across the board in my series of novels.
So give us the short hook as to what Jocelyn McLaren, a beautiful, hardworking, yet naive visual artist, gee, I wonder who that might be.
She's not as beautiful as me, but
I bet not. So what's the gist of this? What do we find out through reading the first book in particular,
well,
that Jocelyn
book,
McLaren uncovers?
All right. Well, the first book, most everything in these books, the characters themselves don't really uncover much. It's you, the reader, just going, oh my gosh, wow. So they're just bumbling through life. But Jocelyn, what she has to deal with, like I said, everything that comes through that character, Jocelyn, I saw, experienced, witnessed. There was a lot of, I don't know, you could call it forgery going on. There was...
Oh, just a little forgery.
Some forgery going on. There was some bringing in items from China and changing the stickers from made in China to made in USA.
Wow.
And there was a lot of interaction with the congressman who was completely lecherous. And he was a 20-year congressman. He was...
Was his name Andrew? No, okay, that was the governor.
No,
sorry.
I'm gonna leave that out. But people can read the book, and if they follow, like, if they really want to know who all these things, they can do some detective work. They could figure out really quick.
Right.
And he really was quite lecherous. Jocelyn ends up writing letters for him on the stationery at the defense contractor to different foreign governments, different kings and queens, and hanging out with the kings and queens' kids, and, you know, stuff like this was going on, and that's totally illegal. So that was in the first book. The second book is called Bubbles Will Pop, and that's when Jocelyn leaves that job to have her twins, and that's when the economy crashed. And now she's at home with twins. Her father of the kids worked at that defense contractor as a mercenary, and... Of course, let me reiterate, I was in charge of marketing communications for this, and so I knew who these, who, I knew who this person was. So,
I hear you trying to censor yourself
totally trying to keep this, like, half and half, because I really got warned about this by a lawyer at the very beginning. So, anyhow, the second one, she has these twins, and the father of the twins is a mercenary. He's going through post-traumatic stress. So we got that. She's bankrupt, post-traumatic stress guy. And then
You know what I got to say, since you're taking a quick little breath here?
Yes.
I got to say, because it's so fascinating and because I want to talk to you about your books and so much more, would you be able to hold on and maybe we'll get more calls, too?
Oh, yeah.
Can you do that?
See that woman, Winnie, calls back. Yeah.
Yeah, I hope so. Winnie, call back. We'll take your call. And you're listening to the Power Hour Radio Show. We'll be right back, Rachel, right after this.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal... You know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optivita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone, or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com, or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829. Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall.
I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Welcome back to the Power Hour Radio Show. Karen Cataline having a blast with Rachel McIntosh here, a fan favorite. And boy, we've been talking on the off the air for so many things. We're going to try to bring as much of this information to you as we can. We have Winnie back from Ohio. So hopefully we have a better connection now. Welcome once again, Winnie to the Power Hour Radio Show.
Hi. Just so glad that, can you hear me okay?
Yes, we hear you great.
Okay, good. I'm just so glad you've got Rachel McIntosh. I read those three books, and they are absolutely fantastic. I hope everybody gets a chance to read them. They're important.
Mm-hmm. What did you like about them most?
Well, I just like the way, honey, I can't, you know, that's been a long time ago. I'm so sorry. They were just so good, and they were just relevant as to what goes on in the world.
That's what we try to do here. Rachel, do you want to tell Winnie about your fourth book?
Sure. Winnie, thank you so much. I love hearing your voice. Often, while I'm sitting here writing these books or doing stuff online or even doing radio shows, I don't even know if people are hearing what I'm saying. So you calling in and saying that, thank you. I love hearing this. Thank you so much. The next book is available out in the world right now. It's called The Peanut Butter Pipeline. It's got an orange cover, same sort of cover art as the other ones. And this one, I have to warn you, Winnie, this one is more grisly. It's harder because it's dealing with, you know, Ethan, the main character, one of the main characters, Ethan. And it's also got some post-traumatic stress veterans involved in it. And we're going deeper into the shadows of power, and they're in Argentina, and they're with a lot of these people that actually pull the strings. But there's a lot of information in the book about, for instance, I have MS in real life, just like Jocelyn in the book has MS, and I ended up doing a lot of research about, well, put it this way, this book, I was writing it. It was supposed to be done by 2016, 2017. I kind of lollygagged around. 17 rolled around. I was just about ready to publish it. The book disappeared from my computer. I was like, what the heck? It disappeared. I was like, what did I do? Delete it? And I, you know, you go back to your trash and you look for the book, and it wasn't there. So I brought my MacBook and my external hard drive to the Mac store at the mall, you know, and they're looking around. They don't see it. And did you save it on the cloud? I was like, no, I got this external drive. All right. They said, take it to this other place. So they brought me to a computer forensics lab here in Rhode Island that does stuff for the state of Rhode Island. The federal court uses this place. when they're in court cases about things. So my MacBook sat there for about almost a month, 3 weeks, and they said, no, there's nothing here that looks anything like a novel. I said, what about my research file? Because I had a file for my novel and I had a file for my research. The research file was gone too. Now, mind you, everything about the computer was fine. There's nothing wrong with the computer. I said, no. And now at this point, they think I'm kind of a crazy person because I've been hounding them, like calling them every other day. Like, is this a...
Of course.
And they said,
and your name isn't Hunter Biden, so you actually care where your computer was.
Right. So I had my... Yeah, I had my notebook with me when I walked into the store, and it showed that I had written all these notes. And they said, well, wait a second. So this is part of a book called Security Through Absurdity. Well, what is it? I said, well, I used to work in defense. Oh, they said a defense contractor. Yeah, I had clearance. Okay, you had clearance. All right. Well, what were you writing about? I said, bioweapons. Bioweapons. Okay. So where were you getting your information from? I said, well, I was probably lurking around places I probably wasn't supposed to be, but they said, okay. They explained that I cut and pasted something out of one of these places I wasn't supposed to be online, put it into my research folder, and then cut and pasted something out of the research folder into the novel. And it, because it was unauthorized to be stuck outside of wherever I grabbed it from, it blew up like a little hand grenade. So the book blew up and my research blew up.
Wow, like an IED. Did you get it back?
No.
You didn't get your book back?
I didn't get anything back. So I was totally blown out. I think I went into a little bit of a depression there. I was like, I just worked.
A little.
Oh, yeah, I did. I think my mother was like, I think you need antidepressants. I was like, no, I don't need antidepressants. I need to write this book. So...
Right.
So I took the next.
Well,
so
listen, Winnie, did you get your questions answered? Because we're going to move on in the interview here. But boy, oh boy, we're glad to have you call. Call anytime.
Oh, sure.
You know, when we have
Yeah, I did. I'm just so glad that the other book is out. I definitely will get it, and I recommend it to everyone. If you want to know what's going on in this world, read those books, people.
Okay.
God bless you, and I love you all.
Thank you. We love you too.
I love you too.
From Ohio. If you'd like to call, we have, I don't know, about 15 minutes left. I got to wrap up the show with a few things, but I'm just delighted that Rachel has decided to stay with us here. We're just scratching the surface, just getting started. If you want to call, the number is 844-769-2944, 844-769-2944. So, Rachel, you were talking about how your book would just disappeared. I remember Margot Kidder, who was bipolar, the same thing happened to her. I don't think she was scrambling around in defense contracting, but she lost her computer and all her notes, and it sent her reeling. That gives me an opportunity to ask you about this censorship. You must obviously be effective because you've been kicked off of all these places. Tell us about that.
Right. So now I get the book out, right? I'm all excited the book's out. I'm putting on Facebook. Yay, my book's out. Facebook wouldn't even let me type the name of the book. I'm like, what the heck? So and I realized that when you put something on Amazon, Amazon, the artificial intelligence, reads your book. Because it'll say, oh, that's copyrighted, or you have the wrong ISBN number or something, because I self-publish. And, you know, it came back, I had the wrong something-something on it. And I had to, who's this coming in here now? But anyhow, somebody's ringing my doorbell.
This is live talk radio,
but anyhow, so I'm going to just keep talking. Anyhow, so the Amazon read my book, and now Facebook, when I put the title of my book on Facebook, it wouldn't allow me to say anything about this book. Now, I'm trying to do regular stuff on Facebook, just talk to friends, family, whatever, and I'm having a real hard time. But then when this whole thing about this this FDA approval comes on, now I'm blasted out, like totally blasted
back,
out.
You're back talking about things that somebody somewhere doesn't want you to talk about.
Right. So I am on, you know, Facebook jail for the next 29 days or something. And then as I was trying, now I knew Facebook wasn't. So now I'm over at Twitter trying to talk about it on Twitter. And within me literally just posting something, it was just get slid right off. I have two accounts.
Have you
on
heard
Twitter.
Of Substack, I think it's called?
Yeah, Substack. I got to go. I got to
get
on
that. Have you tried that?
No, but I've got to get on that. I've got Shadow Citizen. Shadow Citizen is my online. I do interviews with people. And I've got my stuff at like about 20 different locations because I knew that I was getting wiped off YouTube immediately. It was gone. Like, I can't even do YouTube at all. So I'm literally wiped off of most of social media at this point. So if you find me lurking as Shadow Citizen, grab the stuff, copy it, and distribute it yourself. I'm hoping it acts as like a little homeopathic dose. Like a little dose that people can just spread out.
A homeopathic dose. Rachel, you know, I just got to ask you, so did you ever think you'd be living in such times where in the United States of America we are not allowed to say or think or believe freely or ask questions? I mean, what you're talking about is the stuff of communist China. What you're talking about is the stuff of, you know, the control and manipulation of information.
Yeah.
Can you comment
on that? Luckily for me, we do live in the United States of America. However, like I back to my original point, I don't think it's Democrat, Republican. I think it's the technocrats that are in charge of our process of communicating. Like they own it's.
Yeah, but they're in bed with the left.
Yeah,
I mean, you can't say that they treat.
But it's not. We have our Constitution. We have our Bill of Rights. That's golden, right? However, everybody that gets voted in is supported by somebody that's making tons of money off the stock market, tons of money off of whatever, like these stupid, what is it called, NFTs right now? Like Bitcoins and NFTs, all this crypto.
Oh, and, cryptocurrency.
You know, just, yeah, all this stuff that's like digital, it's fake. Like they're really getting everybody into this fake stuff. But
There's a push to have us be in a cashless society so they can track what you buy, how much you buy, and whether you're allowed to buy based on probably a social credit score. If you do as we say, you can buy milk. I mean, that's where we're heading. And it also seems to me a collusion between the authoritarians. I don't care what party they are.
Right, exactly.
The authoritarians and the technocrats.
Yep.
And, you know, a bunch of other evil forces that could make you not sleep at night. So, that's what we're really always talking about here is liberty and the fact that the lights are starting to dim on free citizens' liberty.
The thing is, I think people are starting to figure out they do have liberty, especially here in the United States. They are figuring out. And the thing is, they're being directed. Right now, everybody's confused. Like I brought up, I don't know if we're off air or not. I was talking about the fifth generation warfare.
We're on air, maybe.
Yeah.
The fifth generation warfare
we were talking about. If you look that up, you can Wikipedia it or whatever. Fifth generation warfare is when nobody knows what the heck is real. I believe we bumped into this well before 9/11. They started doing fifth generation warfare. They were doing it to other countries.
What
other
was
countries
fourth generation
doing it to
and
us.
Third generation? Why do they call it fifth generation?
Probably because 5G. But no, originally it was you can go to Wikipedia, explain the whole thing. But it's when you go to war with a country, you start beating them down so bad that their children now are, they know who the enemy is. When their children now know who the enemy is, it used to be a fourth generation war, which like that was really scary because for four generations, these people knew, like you couldn't not tell them that you weren't an enemy. That's why it was scary. You get to the fifth generation, now we're dealing with electronic communication that happens so fast, so quick, and it knows your exact demographics, what you prefer to look at, what you want to hear. It will tell you what you want to hear as it pushes an agenda that's contrary to everything that you've been brought up, like at least your culture believes.
Yeah.
And so we're in a fifth generation war right now.
It's hard not to make a case for the fact that that's been happening in America for decades.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, as a former mental health person myself, I'm always fascinated. This takes us into another realm, but I love this kind of spatial stuff.
Go ahead. I love it. Yeah.
I'm always fascinated by the people in a cult who mm-hmm. ask that very first question, and they say, wait a minute. It's that wait a minute moment that I'm always fascinated by. And mm-hmm. because you supported Ron Paul, my guess mm-hmm. is you'll appreciate the next reference, which is of Ayn Rand. Ayn Rand, and I'm not, you know, a card-carrying libertarian, but I certainly have known many in my life. Ayn Rand grew up in communist Soviet Union, and she mm-hmm. was one of those people who has written books that have changed more minds about liberty and freedom and free markets than maybe anybody in the last century, who knows. She has written books to change people's minds about liberty. And so she looked at what was being pushed down her throat, and she said, no, nuh-uh, not having it. If we could bottle that, Rachel, we'd be really in business, wouldn't we?
Yeah. Well, Ron Paul was close. People were jumping out, you know, we were jumping around. We were doing everything to get everybody to just... I get so frustrated because I really feel like we had our chance with Ron Paul because we did have kind of a momentum going, but it became very apparent what happened there. And you can read my book, The Big Show, and you'll see exactly what happened.
Yeah. How many books do you have, Rachel?
This is four books, and the fifth one is coming out, which is called The Emergency Playground, and it will be the final one in the series.
What is, ooh, boy, does that sound neat. What is, if you're willing, if you won't give it away and spoil it, what is the emergency playground?
The emergency playground is the continuation of these characters that Winnie and everybody's been reading about, and how mostly it's going to focus on the children and how they're going to navigate their world, which is different.
Different
so
than
there's going to be lots of
their
facts
parents
about
expected?
What. Yeah, different than even what we're dealing with right now. We're going to talk about artificial intelligence. We're going to talk about digital twinning. This is a real thing. Digital twinning is happening in Japan, and it's happening
twinning?
In... Yeah, twinning. Where,
what is that?
Okay.
Is it like cloning, only different?
No. It's like when... All right, in Japan...
Uh-huh.
This is a program called Moonshot. It's a real thing. They anticipate when a baby is born, they will extract some blood. That's what they always do at the hospitals here anyway. So they have information about the kid's DNA. And now the real kid is living in real life. And then we've got the digital twin. Everything that real life kid experiences, eats, goes to school and learns will be tagged to something with like something that can be transmitted digitally over to the digital twin. So the digital twin is creating a database of information about this person as it grows. It's also, you know, how the social emotional learning and everything that's starting to go into schools. It's going to
this is worse than
how...
any science fiction.
is the real thing.
To what purpose? Okay.
Here it is. I'll tell you the purpose.
Motives, but.
It doesn't have to be evil per se. Here it is. So this digital twin, it's living on this database. It's getting this information. It's going to be wirelessly transferred back and forth between the digital twin and the real person as this person grows. And that digital twin lives on a computer with other digital twins. This information that's going back and forth wirelessly can be going back and forth wirelessly between all the other digital twins on this server.
And what's the point?
So the point there would be synthetic telepathy. So because it's quicker to actually to think something than it is to say something. So if you're on this digital twin database with other digital twins in your cohort, you'll be able to communicate with telepathy.
Mentally. So, so the people today that haven't learned, let me just say this.
Yeah.
The people today, I hate to put it all at the feet of millennials, who no longer communicate well, can't spell, can't write, can't talk very well, can't look you in the eye. Now people will be able to read each other's minds so they won't have to use language at all? Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, my God. I need a vacation.
I know. That's why it's called emergency playground. So now here's the other thing. The reason why this is even going on is because they're trying to track well, for instance, if a kid is sick, they could go into the digital twin and try through a simulation a certain drug, right? So now through the simulation, they say, oh, this will work on this kid. Oh, it won't work on this kid because of their DNA, their makeup. You know, it won't work. This will work. So great. So now we've got this whole thing with the medical community. Now, people right now, if you're taking antidepressants or something, if you got your digital twin on this database, they could inject some feel good into you wirelessly.
Wait a second. Through the digital twin, and that would go right into you?
Yeah, because a lot of this stuff they're dealing with has to do with frequencies. You know, we're all using cell phones, wireless, and all this other stuff, Wi-Fi in our house. We don't realize, but there's a lot of frequencies. And there's parts of your body that do. There's lots of people that are electrosensitive, myself being one of them. You can't handle frequencies, but certain things are so, they've broken stuff down to such nanoscale at this point. They are... What we're making a lot of money right now. A lot is the.
Wait, slow down a second.
Yeah,
we could come full circle. Oh my God! And of course, if you're not mentally well, you could become so paranoid because you know the old phrase: just because you're paranoid doesn't mean people aren't after you. We could come full circle, and a lot of people are believing. And you rightly said we do not know what is in these vaccines, but a lot of people believe that there is something in there that could control, manipulate, or otherwise change our makeup. I mean, after all, it is apparently genetic, what do they call it, gene therapy.
It's gene therapy.
I was talking to another guest on Wednesday. Gene therapy? Who says my genes need therapy? I didn't know my genes were sick. Is that part of what could be going on here, according to what you just said?
Yeah.
I wish you would have said, no, you're crazy, Karen. No, that couldn't happen.
No, it could be. But like I said, we don't know what's in it.
They're not
some sort of gene therapy. And originally this process, this mRNA process, was supposed to be very, very individualized. Like if you went in, like you had specifically for cancer, you would go in, they'd look at you, and they'd do special gene therapy just for you. What's going on right here is...
Collectivist gene therapy.
Very, very broad stroke, big picture.
It's collectivist gene therapy. Let me just say, ask, with all that you're talking about, boy, people are really going to want to read your books, that's for sure. like a lot of things that are new inventions, and you're saying it not necessarily evil, the question is, could this be misused? Think it could be misused, especially when it's done without
your consent? There's always some evil genius out there. Sure, there's always an evil genius.
Well, my motto, I have many, is you don't have to be a scientist or a physicist or anything else to know that something that is being imposed upon you against your will is evil, unless you believe that you're the mad scientist and you get to control everyone else like little chess pieces, which we have way too many of them already. your thoughts. We're wrapping up here, but boy, what a fascinating conversation.
I know, I'm so psyched you had me on, Karen. This is awesome. Hey, all right, my main thrust right now is that I am happy to be living in the United States. We have it a lot better off than Europe. I'm dealing with a lot of my associates are in Europe, and they are having a really hard time because they've been brought up as subjects.
But if you want to know what they're planning for us, all you have to do is look at Australia.
Uh-huh.
Look at these places, and you'll see that's what's coming here. They're working on it already.
They're definitely working on it. Doesn't mean it's coming here, because there's definitely enough people to be like, no. And the other thing, too, I'm happy to be here because we do have the access to medicine. We have the access to the best of just about anything on earth. We can get to it. If we can get to it, it's here. But the problem is people are falling under the impression that we have to follow a mandate. A mandate is not a law. A mandate, all these different, so the government has passed off all of this down to employers, down to the private sector, down to the school systems. These people don't want to kill people, so they're just following whoever the best in the business is. Once again,
yeah, fear mongering.
Yeah.
I'm sorry to do this, Rachel. We have to wrap it up. You want to stick with me while I end this show?
Sure.
Because, you know, I feel like I've known you forever.
No, I'm so happy. All right, yeah, I'll stick with you.
No, you're way fun. I mean, there was like another hour there. I could continue to talk with you because we have covered a lot of ground in this slightly less than an hour. So thank you for your time. And before I wrap up the show, tell everybody where they can find your book, since people keep trying to take it off, take it away.
Just go to Amazon, even though I know it's part of the evil empire. A lot of people that like my books, they won't shop there, and I understand. I'm trying to do the workaround on that. But
wait,
you go to Amazon. Rachel L.
I was
McIntosh.
Yeah, sorry. I thought I had another minute. I'm going to get this. Believe me, I am. I'm sorry, I don't have time. I wanted to tell you, Chazak is a Hebrew word for strength, and it means for everyone, for all liberty-loving people. You don't have to be Jewish. Thank you so much. We'll see you next Wednesday here on the Power Hour.
Mountains, peace on the earth below. Who is bigger than the heavens? And the lover of my soul. Creator God, He is Yahweh. Great I am, He is Yahweh. Sharon, He is Yahweh, righteous Son, He is Yahweh, the three in one, He is Yahweh.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.